Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Now, I was in and out of signal. We just got to our destination about an hour ago. And, give or take. Anyways, I'm exhausted, about to go to bed. Basically, I work in a oil field, and we did basically a 24-hour deal last night, and then drove down here. I don't know where we are. We're at the border of Mexico and Texas, I think, maybe New Mexico. Oh, let's ask Google where we are. I know we're close to Mexico. Google says Carrizo Springs. We are in Texas. Oh, okay, we're close to Laredo, Texas. We got two things marked here. I guess I've been here before. Weird. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've done a demob here already once. I think this is one of the... Okay, yeah, this is one of my first demobs down here. Okay. Yeah, that place. Let me see if I can pull it up. See what it says. I forgot, forgot what it's called, but it's some kind of park. Palancio Ranch. Yeah, apparently they're drilling several wells on the ranch. And they got... our people thought they were Mexicans, but they weren't. They're Native American. And it's like armed security down there and everything. It's kind of crazy. But we had to go through like a few checkpoints, and they were serious. We have like these flashlights that almost look like mini lightsabers. You see them like guiding airplanes. That's typically the only place that I would think that you might see these kinds of flashlights. Well, they use them in the oil field, too. And these guys should have known what they were, but they were harassing us. So they probably knew what they were. They asked us what they were, and I said they were lightsabers. And they go, oh, we got jokes, huh? And then they harassed us even more. So we learned real quick not to joke with those guys. And they did everything short of physically searching us. They searched a van or our stuff. They gave us a whole nine yards. Every time we went in like five times because we were moving equipment out of there. It was kind of crazy. By the fourth or fifth time, they were warming up to us. The last time, they were actually nice to us, but it was a little intense. So anyways, that's where I'm at. I'm in Carrizo Springs, not far from Mexico and not far from Laredo. Did I say New Mexico? Mexico. I had a girlfriend in Chihuahua. But that's over by El Paso. Anyway, that was a long time ago. It was almost 20 years ago. Yeah, David Bray was talking about the farm. I'm not sure what else he talked about. If I get time, I'll get on the internet because I can't do it with my phone. I'll get on the internet in the morning before we take off and download the podcast to my thumb drive so I can plug it in my phone. I've got an adapter so I can plug it in my phone and lift it on my phone. We got another podcast tonight. It's actually officially 1:21 in the morning. We got another podcast tonight called ScrapGov Scrap, and you can find that at scrapgovscrap.us. My friend Lenny Ladner owns the .com, which is kind of where I got the idea. So, it's our political podcast, if you will, our 3%er podcast. So, we'll be talking about politics, freedom, liberty, constitutional stuff. Ron Paul does a weekly recording, and so we'll do a walkthrough with that. And hopefully, maybe. And so that's tonight. So I'm basically going to talk about gaming tonight or this morning because I don't know what David talked about, and I kind of want to talk about that because I kind of advertised it on some of the gaming, some of the games, two of the games that we don't really play anymore, but one of them we wanted to play, but they never got off the ground. The other one got off the ground, but they kind of petered out. We don't know what's going on with them. They were actually kind of awesome. Definitely had the potential to be awesome. And I hope they don't fall out of the race. They were the only ones actually being productive. I offered to be an investor, even though I don't have a lot to invest. You know, more like a donation type of thing where if they needed, you know, money for an add-on or a plug-in for, because basically some of the stuff is programming, some of the stuff is plug-ins or add-ons, whatever you want to call it. They're basically the same thing. But they're a little different. I'm kind of an IT guy, at least I used to be. And so I have an understanding. You know, a lot of people are complaining about why they're not productive or as productive as they think they should be. And this, that, and whatever. Things take time. I built a dateline that used add-ons and plug-ins, and you had to go in and, you know, do programming. And I'm not a programmer. I have a business partner that is a programmer, but he's been busy doing other things. Right now he's not busy, so he might be helping me with my dateline because it's still – I got a different platform that I'm using that I don't got to worry about add-ons and plugins. Everything's already plug and play. There's some coding that needs to be done. There's some other things that need to be done that I don't know, so I haven't done them. So he may be coming on board and helping me with that. Otherwise, I do pretty much everything else. But I understand how difficult it is to get a website up and going that requires coding, add-ons, and plugins. let alone a game. I had problems with my dateline. Glitches, it didn't work right. Ultimately, it crashed, and I lost my member database. Well, I mean, I didn't lose them. Still have all of my members, but they don't come to my website anymore. And now I have to, try to build up my client base again. I mean, I grandfathered all my members in for life, free lifetime membership, just to encourage them to come back. But most of them haven't come back. And if they ever do, they have a free lifetime membership. But anyways, I understand how difficult it is, how time-consuming it is, and how expensive it can be. So I offered to pay for certain plugins or add-ons. I was like, I suggested them, say, hey, if there is a specific plugin or add-on that you want in the game that we're not offering yet, and you want to pay for it, we'll go out and buy it, and we'll work on programming it in. And that would be a way to get donations. For example, with Parallel Kingdom, we were able to change our flag colors. And I picked purple for this game. This game is called Red Towers. I picked purple, but it's not really purple. It's kind of pink. And I want to change my flag color. Well, I can't. So I, suggested, of course, maybe they could go in and change my flag color. I didn't even think, ask them to do that. But I suggested a flag color change add-on or plug-in, and a name change add-on or plug-in. I think those are the two that I wanted. And I offered to pay for them. And I suggested that, hey, other people want other add-ons. Maybe, say, hey, if you're willing to pay for it, we're looking for donations because, we only have so much money. They're just normal blokes like you and me. They only have so much money and so much time to make this happen. So, and so much expertise. They gotta hire people, which costs money, to do the things they can't do. And the game is not, they're not charging for the game. So it's like they're looking for investors or people who want to donate. So I suggest, hey, if you want something in the game, donate the money to buy that feature. And if we're all contributing, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks, 50 tops per plugin. I've never paid, no, I take it back. I have paid 50 bucks for a plugin. But I think that was the most expensive one. There were other more expensive ones. I think the most expensive one was like 600 bucks. But on average, they were probably 25 bucks. I mean, there were some that were 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You name it. There was all kinds of varieties of prices for add-ons. And I don't know, I spent a couple hundred dollars in different add-ons for my website. So for this game, I'm sure you could spend upwards to a couple thousand dollars for different add-ons. Then the other thing is glitches. Putting the add-ons and the plugins into the game, or, like with my Dateline, some of them didn't agree with each other. You had these different programmers programming different add-ons that manipulated the software. Well, these add-ons didn't always agree with each other, and so then you had glitches. And that's a major pain in the butt if you're not a programmer yourself. In fact, I tried to get my business partner to go in and fix some of these plugins and maybe turn around and sell them, say, hey man, you can make some money here. So a lot of those people, my business partner helped design Oracle, design it. He's smart, he's one of those Silicon Valley guys. He is a genius. He's no longer doing all that. He's freelance now and whatnot and whatever. And he's kind of semi-retired now, if you will. But, he's looking for money, and I suggested that would be a good place for him to make some money. Because a lot of these plugins have problems. They didn't work right. They didn't work the way you wanted them to work. And so I suggested, he could fix a lot. He could take a lot of them, redesign them, fix them, turn around and make some money off of them. But he never did. I could have used that for my dateline, but whatever. I mean, the software had problems. The add-ons had problems. They didn't agree with each other. It was all kinds of mess. And so I finally just scrapped all that because everything crashed and didn't work right. And went with another company who had a different software, paid, several hundred dollars, closer to $1,000 for this other software that already had all the add-ons and plugins built in. And if any new ones are going to be added, it would be added by their technicians so that it doesn't conflict with the other add-ons. And the software, which was freaking awesome, So, yeah. So I went with that, and I've had zero problems that I recall since. I mean, I've got some programming issues that certain things aren't working. Like I wanted to have it go through a different email server so I can send out more emails, but actually now I'm going to move the whole site to a different server so I can send out more emails. Because like this one, I can only send out like 5,000 emails a day, and then after that, no more emails. Well, I've got more than 5,000 members on my datelines, and so it's like if I send out a bulk message, a newsletter, if you will, only 5,000 people will get it, and then all my other customers who want to send emails that day that are have their websites on my server, they can't send any emails that day because I've already sent emails to 5,000 of my members. And so it screws everything up. Well, I'm about to change servers where I can send unlimited, but you can only send so many per hour. So my emails, along with the rest of my customers' emails, will go in a clock, and so basically everything will go out by the hour, and I think I don't remember how many per hour, but anyways, so that's my deal. So back to the game. Red Tower. So Red Towers isn't working right now. I mean, it is and it isn't. Parallel Kingdom was the game that we started out playing. as a group, and it was our favorite, if you will. I mean, collectively. David's got his favorites, I got my favorites, which I don't really have a lot of favorites. Basically, the only games that I play are PK like, Parallel Kingdom like. There are a couple other games that I play, but they're mostly games that I play if I don't have internet. Like, I just installed this one ant game. There's a game called Go to my game screen. Here we go. There's a game that my friend David Ray turned me on to called Auralux. Auralux. It's basically you start out with your planet, and you have enemies or competition who have their planets. And you have to basically take over these different planets and then dominate all the planets. And the player that dominates all the planets in the end wins. So I installed, like, and because I don't always have internet out here in the oil field or wherever I go, you know. Even on my land, I don't always have internet, and different friends' places that we go, we don't have internet, don't even have phone signal. So, and if you're bored and don't really have anything to do, you want a game on your phone that you can play that, or a movie or something, you know, that you can do. So the in this section of my phone, I've got these different games that I don't have to have internet to play. And this one's called Ant Life. It's interesting. I'm probably not going to play it forever, or for very long, unless it gets more, I guess complicated would be the right word. It's complicated, you know, it's not really complicated. You can only add one ant at a time to your ant colony, which is kind of a pain. You can't, like, add them in bulks of 5 or 10, which would be convenient. At first, it don't matter, but once you build your colony, it would be a lot more convenient to be able to add like 5 or 10 ants at a time. But it's starting to get boring because there's no real. I haven't come across any real challenges. I mean, all you're doing is you got spiders that are the competition. So you build up your ant farm, and they go out and collect food. Well, spiders are also the food, but you got to have army ants to fight the spiders. And it's not really that challenging. It's interesting. But it doesn't really use your mind a whole lot. It's one of those games you might play for a week and then you get rid of it because it gets boring after a while. So, who knows? I mean, like I said, I might keep it on my phone just because it's not that complicated. It's something I can do when I don't have internet. But Auralux or Sun Wars are two games that are fun to play if you don't have internet. And I've got some other ones here that I'm going to try out. One is called Starlink, And the other one's called Cosmum. Whatever. Anyways, if to put in Aurora Lux, and then you got Aurora Lux 1, Aurora Lux 2, and Aurora Lux 3. I think Sun Wars is one of the Aurora Luxes. So I installed all three on my phone, but I don't have 1, 2, and 3, which is kind of weird. So, yeah, that's that. So Aurora Lux, AURALUX. It's a fun, interesting game to play if you don't have internet. If you type that in, you'll find some other similar type games. So we have Map Your Empire. They, as well as Red Towers, were the two to launch after PK died. Parallel Dimension was the first to advertise that they were going to launch, but they never launched. Red Towers and Map Your Empire were the other two. And they're both up, but Map Your Empire is just a chat. It's not a very good chat at that, but it's a chat. They say they're still working on a game, but we've not seen it. They do have stuff on their Facebook, and that's where I find most of my updates. But they do have a Facebook page, and they say they're still working on it, so we'll see. So I still have them in my phone, and I try to check in on them every day. I'm basically pretty much the only one keeping their chat alive. Red Towers, it pretty much died. They were actually the first ones to actually get a game going. And it was actually kind of cool. It had some glitches, some of them cool, some of them not so cool. But I can't think of the not cool ones. But they had some cool glitches, like you can get a plus 10,000 weapon, which gives you a one-hit kill. It's pretty cool. I've got one, but it doesn't work with all my play. I have a couple alts. I have my main character, and I have a couple alts. And it doesn't always work for every character. So if you get a plus, that's the bad glitch with this game. If you buy a weapon in the market, it may not work for you. You may not be able to use it. Another thing I noticed too is the previous player that sells the weapon has to unequip it first. If they have it equipped when they sell it, you can't use it because it's still equipped to them. And I don't know if Red Towers knows that or not, but I figured that out. I should have said something to them, but I don't even think they're doing anything. I don't know what they're doing because I tried messaging Chris, which is one of the developers. And let's see here. I messaged him on February 23rd. He read that message and responded. Then after that, I sent him another message. It got delivered, but he never read it. Oh, this is on KIK. Then on March 15th, I sent him another message. It was sent, but it never got delivered. So it's like he uninstalled the app from his phone or something. Then on March 21st, I sent another message. It sent, but it did not get delivered. And then I got an auto response that says, "Oops, it looks like Chris's phone has been off, disconnected, off or disconnected for a while. We'll deliver your message when they connect again." So that's not a good sign. I don't know what's going on with Red Towers. The game is still up. Basically, the game is basically just a chat now. In fact, we can go there real quick and see what's going on. I ain't going to bother with Map Your Empire because there's nothing going on right there. Hey, Impose is back. Who's still burning flags on here? Thought this wasn't even working. And then Sir Snot signed on and said, This is the most chat I've seen in a while. Nice graffiti, Dave. And then John posted, Idiot cheating to even burn flags. LOL, whatever. John is kind of a bully on here. He's cool and he's not cool. I don't know, he's kind of... he's alright, I guess. But, yeah, Impose and Guck Store. When you first get in there, you either will love them or hate them. I didn't like them at first, but and I actually liked John better. But Impose and Gux kind of grew on me. And but you know, you don't really know these people when you first get in there. You see what they're saying and how they're acting, and you gotta kind of learn people. And now I'm kind of neutral with all three of them. John fights with Impose and Gux on here. So I don't pick sides. But, you know, they're all three cool and they're all three not cool. For their own reasons. But I pretty much just stick to myself. I try to be a peacekeeper. And I try to be a peaceful player. I try not to, you know, I choose my battles. And basically, I'm more, I guess you could say, chivalrous. Because these are medieval type games. So, you know, I'm about protecting and, like, I'll look out for the noobs, you know, if they're, you know, if they seem to be decent players, I'll look out for them and protect them, educate them, where other people will take advantage of them. Yeah. Red Towers kind of died out until I came back on and started chatting. Sir Snot said, this is the most chat I've seen in a while. It was to the point to where you would see a message you typed from last week. Now, the oldest message on there is what I typed on the 21st, which is still 4 days ago. But still, since I've been back Two Rad Towers. Things have picked up in the chat. Things have livened up a little bit. But I think John was the only person keeping it alive for a while. He was the only one there talking. Hardly anybody else was saying anything. People would check in every once in a while, but John, Prester John, was the only one there keeping it alive. And now that I'm back, between John and I, things are starting to pick up and be a little more lively in the chat. Is anybody playing the game? Not really. there might be a couple people. I started playing it again a little bit because it is PK based, and I liked this game. I was addicted to it. I was on it every day playing, and now not so much. I try to get on there at least once a day, but there's not really much to do anymore. I've maxed out my character. The only thing to do is, map my empire, build flags, and dominate my area. But the only thing you can really do is build flags and build towers. But you can only build like 5 towers. Yeah, only 5 towers. Crafting don't work, but you already have the things that you can craft. My plus 10,000 staff doesn't really work. I equipped it, and the game says that I equipped the plus 25 staff, not the plus 10,000 staff, so it's like it's not working for me. It worked on another character that I had it on, but it's not working for this character, so I might just give it back to the character. Or sell it back to that other character. But I'm going to try another one first. I got 3 alts. Actually, in this game, I've got more than 3, but I really only have 3. And they're just my Kano alts. And in this other game that I'm playing, I got 2 characters. Kano with an O, and then Kano with a 0. And that way it looks like it's still the same, but it's not the same. Because the capital O and the 0 look almost identical. It's just the 0 skinnier, where the O is fatter. But most people don't pay attention to those little details. In this game, Red Towers, it's funny. I have, let me go to the hunt chat. It's even more dead than, it's always been dead though. See if I got any other ones signed in here. Red 13, he got on my nerves for a little while, but he don't even sign in anymore. Basically I just changed different characters in my name to make multiple alts with the same name. And it's kind of cool. Impos was like, wait a minute. It took him a little bit, but he was the first to catch on that I had different characters with basically the same name, but I changed different things, like the apostrophe. There's like 2 different types of apostrophes you can use. And then I changed the The eye, there's like five or six different eyes you can use. And so I had, I don't know, about a dozen different Kano characters on this game. But now I'm just using the three. Kano with an apostrophe, the two different type of apostrophes, and then Kano with no apostrophe. Then on this other game that I'm playing, called Thera Legacy, I just got my two guys, Kano. You can't use the apostrophe for some reason. So I just have Kano with an O, and Kano with a zero. I'm kind of starting to get bored with that game, though. Mostly because of the rate of decay. But it's like I feel like the hell's wrong with my phone. I feel like I'm spending more time doing repairs on my stupid building than I do anything else anymore. I'm trying to expand. I tried to expand. But it's like it's too much. It's too overwhelming. I can't keep up. And I don't have any friends who are playing with me. I mean, I got some friends who are on here. But my real friends, they never sign on. So it's like, what the hell's wrong with my phone? They might as well not even play because they're never here. The only friend that's actually on here, he's not really a friend. He just played Parallel Kingdom with us. Not with us, but he played Parallel Kingdom. And he also played Map Your Empire, not Map Your Empire, Red Towers. And that's how I found out about this game. He was talking about this game in Red Tower chat. And so I came and checked it out. And this is basically where I spend most of my free time now. Game's called Mystera Legacy. And yeah, this is. So now I'm working on downsizing my castle. I kind of don't want to, but I don't have a choice. I can't keep up with it. It's a pain in the butt. They need to slow down their rate of decay. Otherwise, they're going to lose players. And, there are pay features. But why am I going to pay for a game that sucks, right? So I suggested to them to slow down their rate of decay. I mean, there needs to be some decay, I'm sure. Because, people quit. You don't want their stuff sticking around forever. But, at the same time, the people that are playing, you want them to stick around. So, you don't want their stuff falling apart too quickly, because otherwise they're going to get tired of the game and say, forget this, I'm out of here. Which is basically what I'm thinking about doing. I lost my chicken. I had two chickens in there, and now they're gone. What the hell? Something got in and killed my chickens. And I used my last fertilized egg. Damn it. That's the other problem. I can't freaking keep my damn chickens alive. I got one chicken there. See if my other chicken is still alive. I doubt it. Oh, hey, it is. So I got two chickens left. One just kind of spawned. I don't know where it came from. And so I was going to feed it and shelter it. But now something killed it and ate it. Or whatever, just killed it. There's a cow in where the chicken was, or the two chickens. So it killed whatever killed my chickens. And I think the only things the cows will kill is wasps. They don't and not kill the wolves. Snakes. I haven't had a snake get in my place in a long time. But snakes do get in and kill your livestock. The other things you, oh, polar bears. You gotta watch out for them too. Right now I'm doing repairs. But primarily my problem I have is wolves get in and wasps or hornets. They call them hornets. Wolves and hornets get in and they kill my livestock. And it's a pain in the butt. But, you know, it's part of the game. So you got to figure out how to keep your animals alive. I've been promoting having cows in with my chickens. I built bigger pens. I had cows in with my chickens. But that didn't really work out. So I'm regrouping. Thinking about downsizing my base. I don't have anybody to help me. And I don't know who I can trust in this game. The guy from the other game, Drafter, he goes by Dog Drafter in Red Towers. He's my neighbor in this game, Astero Legacy. I don't know if you can trust him or not. I know he raids noobs. So if you're a noob, you can't trust him. But from what I understand in this game, there's certain rules. If you're a noob, you're free game. People will kill you, raid you, whatever. Life is difficult for the noobs. I started out on a different server, and it was actually even more dangerous, if you will. You had to hide from everybody. Anybody and everybody would want to kill you on that server. This one, people are less likely to attack and kill you. They give you a little bit of a chance in this one. But even when I first started though on this one, people killed me right away. So, yeah. And definitely I've been raided. People steal my stuff. You got to figure out how to protect yourself. First thing you do, collect rocks. Well, wood and rocks. And you build your walls with wood starting out, and you build towers, collect feathers to make arrows, and build as many towers as possible. Protect, protect, protect. So you first build your walls out of wood, build your towers to protect yourself. And then after that, replace your wood walls with brick walls, and fortify your base. Protect, protect, protect. If you don't protect yourself, people will kill you, they will raid you, they will steal all your stuff, everything you worked for. Destroy your base, whole nine yards. Make friends, but be careful who you make friends with, because if you make the wrong friends, people will actively hunt you out and kill you. Actively destroy your stuff, steal from you. Hold on, you know, there's a me, I only kill creatures in the game and people that attack me. I've only killed one person, I think, that I know of. I was working on expanding my castle, and this guy started kind of invading on my space. But I didn't do anything to him. I just walked up to him, and then he attacked me. And he was a noob, so I hit him three times with my sword, and he died. He dropped something, I don't remember what it was, but I took it, and it wasn't valuable. I don't even remember what it was now. It was practically useless. But he dropped something. I took it, and I haven't seen him again. I hurried up and finished closing in my perimeter so that he didn't come to invade on my space again. But now, like I said, I'm thinking about downsizing it. But I like the way I have it. I like the size. I like the setup. I want to keep it, but the rate of decay is just too much. I can't keep up with it. I don't have anybody to help me. And I don't really trust too many people in this game. Because, like I said, people will rob, plunder, and pillage. So you have to be really careful who you trust. I got stuff in my lair. You can lock up your stuff and protect it, but there's only really three ways to protect your stuff. You can put your stuff on alternate. You can put your stuff on alternate characters, which is frowned upon in the game. Because people want to steal from you. But, like it says, but people have alternate characters. I have one, but, yeah. The other way is to basically fortify your base and protect your stuff with towers, which only works so well because some players are really powerful and the towers barely affect them. You have to load, maybe 1,000 arrows in each tower in order to be successful. And it just depends on how much armor they have and how many towers you have to how successful you will be at protecting yourself. Right now I have about 350 arrows in each one of my towers, but I'm working on building that up to 1,000 arrows per tower. But I've got a lot of towers, so it's going to take a while to build up all those towers with arrows. But I'm raising chickens, and that's how you get feathers, and collect wood or grow trees, cut down trees, collect trees for wood, collect feathers from chickens. You make arrows, you put those in your tower. That's how you protect yourself. That and level up your character so you can have powerful weapons and armor. I have light armor, and I don't carry a lot of weapons because I am a pack mule. I like to go up north and collect rocks. So I don't carry a lot of armor or a lot of weapons. I try to pack as light as possible. See what this guy is selling. Nothing I need. I will need an iron sword eventually, but you got to be level 51. I'm struggling to get above level 44. Last time I was level 44, I died and lost my level. I think that's the only thing I really need. I got an iron dagger, but I can't use it yet. I got an iron axe, but I can't use it yet. I got an iron spear, but I can't use it yet. Yeah, and you really only need one. Two. Anytime you're next to somebody's castle, you do not want to use your sword. And you do not want to use I don't think you want to use your axe or your pickaxe for that matter. Because if you accidentally graze somebody's walls, their towers will attack you. And not only their towers will attack you, their neighbor's towers might attack you. For example, there's this old building next to this one guy's castle. And this happened to me actually several times. But I was standing real close to one of them. Basically, there was like two or three pieces of a wall left and a door. And that was it. Well, the door has silver in it, so I was gonna destroy the door and get the silver. Well, I hit the door with my hammer once or twice, and the neighbor's tower started firing at me. I was like, ah, so I had to run. So, yeah, you have to be careful. You can't destroy somebody's old stuff if someone else's building is next to it in the tower. That's happened, I don't know, at least three or four times that I know of. And one time, you got to make sure you have your shears or your shovel equipped when you're looking at somebody's character in this game. Because if you accidentally hit them, if you're looking at their stats and you have a weapon out, or even not a weapon, you'll punch them or hit them with your weapon. And then if they're standing next to towers from their kingdom, those towers will attack you. And basically, and probably any tower, if it's not your tower, they might attack you. So be very careful. Not to attack somebody while standing next to a tower or near a tower at all remotely. One time I was looking at this one person's stats, and then they left the screen. Well, I was going north. But I ran into a wolf, and my character, oh, this was my alternate character. Like I said, I have two Kano characters. One's strong, one's weak, because so I was building up that other character. He's starting to go north and ran into a wolf. Well, he can't fight wolves. He's too weak. And so he ran away from the wolf, and that person that I was looking at their stats happened to run back by me again while I was running away from the wolf, and I accidentally attacked that person, and I hit him once as my character was already programmed to look at them. Well, if you walk by them and you're armed or you don't have anything equipped at all, you'll attack that person. So as I was running past them, and they were going the opposite direction, my character hit them once. Well, when that happened, towers from everywhere just started firing arrows at me and killed me. I couldn't get away. I ran around the corner. There's more towers around the corner. There were everywhere I went. Towers were attacking me, killed me, and it was horrible. And I got stuck in the underground. And when you die, you lose stuff. You don't lose everything. If your backpack is full or almost full, you'll lose stuff. And you may never see it. Depending on how fast you can get back to where you were when you dropped it. Somebody might have taken it, or if it falls on grass or certain types of stones, it'll fade away and go back to the surface. Time, not sure how long it takes. It doesn't take.
So yeah, you gotta put your stuff on clay, wood, or black rock tiles. Otherwise, you lose them. And I think gray. I think clay tiles are the best, but I'm not 100% sure. So right now I'm working on collecting wood so I can rebuild my chicken coop. I'm redesigning it. I've redesigned this chicken coop like, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. I think this is the sixth time. Trying to work it out to where it's most effective. Nobody's hardly telling me any secrets, so I'm having to play with it and learn it on my own. Two guys and one girl gave me some pointers, but they didn't really tell me too many secrets. I'm having a pr One guy told me, no, two guys told me a couple tricks that are very valuable. Actually, I guess all three of them did, even the girl. So, between the little bit that they told me and everything else that I've pretty much figured out on my own, I think I'm starting to get it down. You don't need a lot of space for your chickens. But you can't have your breeding chicken too close to your feather chicken, or they won't breed. Unless you have like less than 6 feet. So I've decided that I'm gonna downsize my chicken coop and only breed my chickens whenever I'm low on chickens. I was gonna try to have like a whole bunch of chickens because one of my neighbors has a lot of chickens. But I don't have that kind of time. To play this game and mess with it. And maintain it. So, I'm going to refortify or keep focusing on fortifying the original part of my base that I had originally built. I'm going to make that my main focus. And then work on my extension. When or if I can. And if I cannot keep up with it, then just let it go. Just destroy it and use my materials elsewhere. But I'm gonna try and maintain it. But we'll see what happens. So I'm starting to get tired. Last but not least, Parallel Origin says they're supposed to have a game release here in the next month or so. April Fools. I'm not sure when it's gonna come out, but they say it's gonna be out, I think, in April. They said a month or two, about a month ago. So it should be ready soon. I don't know. We'll see. Sorry. I'm about to fall asleep on the phone. So if you go to Parallel Origin, if you go to Mystera Legacy, I'm on the West Coast server right now. But I do have my two characters in the boot camp for the Midwest server, killing stuff so that I can build up my backpack space. That's primarily what they're doing right now, that and collecting feathers. But, so, yeah, you can find me at Mystera Legacy, Map Your Empire, and Red Towers right now. Those are the three main places you can find me. And just look for Kano in the chat. And if you're a noob and you need help, let me know. I'll help you out. You can build your place next to mine or close to mine. But if I don't know you personally, I'm probably not going to let you join my show. But I will say, just like I said, make sure you protect yourself, because people will steal from you. They steal from me. Certain things you gotta figure out, and it took me a minute to figure out some of them myself. The more experienced players will educate you by either telling you what you need to do, or they'll basically raise you and have you figure it out for yourself, because you have to improvise and figure out how to protect yourself against these people. And some of them may pretend to be your friend. They're not really your friends. They'll steal from you. So be careful who you can trust. Trust no one. And, except for me, of course. And, hope you have fun. All right, now, one wall in my two. So there you go. Check out our podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons. We talk about all kinds of stuff. We were talking about a lot of political stuff, but I'm pretty much doing all that stuff. Man, alive, I can't stay warm. I got the temperatures all the way up to 77 degrees. And it's freaking coveted. Well, I guess I gotta turn it up to 80. It's only 71 in here still. For some reason. Sleeping in the buff. My work clothes are not very clean because I work in the oil field. I just took a shower and before I got on the podcast, so don't want to put my dirty clothes back on until tomorrow or later today when they kick us out of the hotel. So anyways, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Talk about farming, gaming, whatever, if you want. Oh yeah, religion. If you need advice, we're not perfect, we don't know everything, but we might be able to give you some insight or wisdom. Call in.
You can call in from 63 different countries now that I know of. All the international phone numbers are on the website. Join us on our Freedom Fighter podcast at scrapgovscrap.us. Same phone number, same extensions, just different times. So we do the DD&D podcast on Saturday evenings. And then we do the Scrap Go Scrap one on Sunday evening after church. Saturday after Sabbath, which is sunset on Saturday. And then Sunday after church around sunset. All right. That's it. I'm tired. Good night. Talk to you later. Bye.